under the starry sky of the desert. From the very heart of evergreen forests. With the radiance of silver-colored sand. In the midst of proud mountains. Closer, Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. Today, I'm going to watch a polo game. Oh God, it would be a new attractive experience. I've never seen such a game before. Tell you something. What made me decide to have a visit to a polo game today was my recent visit of an art museum in Tehran. There, I saw some stunning antique Persian miniature paintings depicting polo players. Oh, they were amazing. You can't believe it. Well, I have to rush. Not much time left to the beginning of the game. And the traffic is heavy as always. Polo or Chogan was formed in Iran around 600 BC and was played during the Achaemenid era. Polo became popular in India during the reign of Darius I. It was also part of the game culture of the Sasanid era. Renowned Iranian poets including Rudaki, Ferdowsi, Sa'di, Hafez, Nasser Khosro and Maulana have mentioned polo in their poetry several times. Polo flourished during the Safavid era. Historical documents show that Shah Abbas played polo and even he played polo in Qazvin, the second capital of Iran. In Isfahan, Naqsh-e-Jahan Square was also built for polo. The Europeans became acquainted with the game during the Safavid era and their colonization in India. Okay, here it is. Perfect complex for practicing polo in Tehran. It's big and equipped. And you can't believe how many people have gathered here to watch the game. On my right, the horsemen or the players are coming out of the stable with their horses, preparing for the game. Well, I think this sport is much different from other sports or games because there should be a harmony between one part, which is human, with the other member of the team, which is an animal, a horse. Well, there are two teams in the field. Amazing! I really can't describe the excitement of the game. Some of the spectators are using cameras to watch the game better. I wish I had one. Each team consists of four players, each using mallets with long, flexible handles to drive a wooden ball down a grass field. An exciting experience.
Until next time, goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.